This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
And so excited that you're with me, and I mean that sincerely. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, as I like to say. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. So let's just get on it, okay? I think I touched on this story a while back, but I didn't really expound on it. And we need to. You need to see the hate, the nasties, and the proof that the Democrats don't really care about this country. They only care about their own party. They're so right that they're right all the time that they don't care the damage it does to the rest of us, the rest of the country. So House Democrat finally admits they block legislation because they don't want to give the president any kind of win. Representative Mike Sherrill out of New Jersey, a Democrat, expressed frustration with her Democratic colleagues at a recent town hall. She admitted that they block legislation because they don't want to give the president a win. She was speaking at a Livingston, New Jersey town hall on Thursday. She revealed that the shockingly different mindset of the congressional Democrats who prioritize resisting President Donald Trump over passing legislation. I mean, the legislation that she admits would help her constituents. She says, when I go, you know, I've gone up to people and I said, I need to get this piece of legislation passed. They say, oh, yeah, we just passed it. Cheryl said, I said, yeah, we just passed it. I need the Senate to pass it. I need the president to sign it. As well, we're not going to push it because we don't want to give the president any win. So the Democrats are telling her that they are not willing to give the president any wins. How do you deal with that? I'm not joking. I'm not even being funny. I'm dead serious. Let me see if I get the sound on this, because it'd be great for you to hear this straight from them, so I don't screw it up, because, you know, it wouldn't be the first time, right? You know what I'm saying? So this is Mickey Sherrill out of New Jersey.
It's shockingly a different mindset. So when I go, you know, I've gone up to people and said, I need to get this piece of legislation passed. And they say, oh, yeah, we just passed it. I said, yeah, we just passed it. I need the Senate to pass it. And I need the president to sign it. And they said, well, we don't want to give the president a win.
Did you hear that? We don't want to give the president. And this is coming from a Democrat. This isn't a Republican making up stories. This isn't I don't know what they call them, dinos, I guess, over there. She's trying to do something right for her constituents. She's trying to do something right for the people she cares about. The people who elected her. Cheryl's comments contrast with Democrats' long-standing criticism of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell for blocking Democratic initiatives in the Senate. You know, Nancy Pelosi said many times that the Senate is the legislative graveyard. We send it over there and they pass nothing. Well, apparently, they're not sending it over. And I wish Mitch would say that. I wish Mitch would just open up and say it. Leader McConnell seems to take a great pride in calling himself the Grim Reaper. It's part of his political campaign. It's part of the pride he takes as leader of the Senate. That's from Pelosi. According to the National Republican Congressional Committee spokesman Michael McAdams, Sherrill's admission contradicts Democrats' push for bipartisanship. They don't care about bipartisanship. Come on. Let's be honest. Right? Mickey Sherrill's comments confirmed that the House Democrats would rather block President Trump from getting a win than deliver solutions for the American people. Sherrill in 2018 became the first Democrat elected to her suburban New Jersey district, which Trump won narrowly in 2016. She's the first Democrat in there in 30 years. She'll likely face Republican challenger and the tax policy attorney Rosemary Betchy in November. But here's the thing. Here's how I see it anyway. If she will fight and be open for it, she may get Republicans to stick up for her. I don't know. I really don't know. And I haven't done enough research on her to find out whether she's hardcore left, and just in this particular instance, she's not. But you know, what's really funny, too, is do you notice that the DNC or the Democrats right now are talking about the two challengers, the two presidential candidates, and how it's really sad that there's no women in the race. Hello, Tulsi Gabbard still in the race, last I checked. Now, is she getting any traction? None to speak of. But what are the Democrats doing for her? Not that I want her to win anything. My point here is they seem to have totally forgotten about her. She is. I mean, think about this. Some of you know her. You've checked her out. But think about the fact that they think that she's too middle of the road. We know she's a hardcore progressive. Think about that. These guys are great. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I'm going to try to get through some of these interviews we did at CPAC before they get too old, but I don't believe they are too old. We're going to, and I'll let her tell you her real name. Fog City Midge is going to join me after the break. And she has been fighting people in San Francisco for years now. You've seen her short videos up on that interweb thing, you know, YouTube and such. And again, there's a lot going on. There was a lot going on at CPAC, and I think you'll appreciate these as I pulled them out and redid them. Joe Bocini, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. qualify today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. I'm Joe Bacini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, at CPAC, I get to interview all kinds of people. It's funny. I talk to these people on a regular basis on the phone, but at CPAC, it's the only place I get to see them face-to-face. Hope you enjoy these interviews as much as I enjoy doing them. Okay, so we are, again, like I said, you know, I'm enduring ear pack. Wow, that's really good. CPAC for you guys, and a lot of energy here. Yesterday, they had a 2.5-hour delay because... there was some nut job running around here making noise and looked like Donald Trump. And
I actually caught him on the way out.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I did. I saw the whole thing, him coming out, getting kicked out and removed by security. I think they arrested him and the other woman that was with him. But yeah, this guy's dressed as Donald Trump, as an impersonator, but he starts yelling and just screaming and interrupting Mike Pence's speech. I don't know what his agenda was, but he had to go.
Well, they were concerned. You know, sometimes when that happens, it's a diversion from something else that's happening. So easier just to get them together and get them out of here. But 2.5 hours, they shut the place down. People couldn't get in. There were guys that were supposed to do shows. And I get it. You know, safety is more important than anything else. But it was just interesting to watch all that happen. Okay, so you heard that voice. You probably don't know who she is. And she has... Don't tell anybody, but she's coming out.
I'm
and
out.
She's out. Well, actually, she's out already, yeah.
I'm out of the closet.
You guys used to... You knew her as Fog City Midge. We actually call it... Crap City now, but Fog City Midge and Maggie Vandenberg.
Yes, that is the real name, Maggie Vandenberg.
You should go by Maggie V. Isn't that how the big stars do that?
You know what? Most people do call me Maggie V. Vandenberg is a bit of a mouthful. Just be glad I don't go by Margaret Vandenberg. That would That's a lot of letters.
Well, you'd give a whole bunch of credit to white elitism or something.
I know, right?
That sounds so white.
So patrician. Margaret Vandenberg, I'm here.
Now you're known. Some of the videos I've played of yours where you run around, you talk to some of these people in these groups, and you bring out the hypocrisy in these people. It's so great to see it.
It's very easy to do.
It doesn't take much to poke them. I get that. Just bring logic to the table. They lose their minds.
Absolutely.
So you were recently in San Francisco trying to help out, right? Tell us about it.
Yeah, so I was at the cleanup. Scott Pressler, the activist who goes around the country cleaning up trash, he came to San Francisco, my hometown, and yeah, we took to the streets picking up garbage as a group of Trump supporters. This is not something that you see every day in San Francisco. And yeah, we were trying to do a nice thing, and Antifa shows up to protest people picking up trash. And, you know, it was just unbelievable. This is Nancy Pelosi's district, and we're trying to do a positive thing, and the locals there will not have it if it's being something positive being done by Trump supporters.
Well, yeah, exactly. It wasn't that somebody was picking up trash. It's that they don't do it. They do that all the time. They protest something. They won't allow something to go down. But they're not doing it. They're not offering a replacement or anything different. I find that infuriating, frankly.
Yeah.
You know, no solution to it.
Absolutely no contribution whatsoever. And we invited them. Hey, why don't you join our group? You might do something positive. You don't have to agree with our politics, but join us.
Yeah.
These people wanted nothing to do with it. Instead, they made a bunch of noise. They shouted at us. They followed people around. They were harassing the group. No help whatsoever.
Well, Scott was in Baltimore a couple of months back, and they cleaned it up. It was a lot of cleanup there. It was great.
Yeah.
And so, but they had the MAGA hats on. People weren't complaining, but the Baltimore City Council complained. And their complaint was all the overtime that they had to spend picking up those bins to empty the bins that Scott and his team had filled up. I'm thinking,
oh, heaven forbid. They picked up, 12 tons of trash? Some enormous amount of trash. You'll have to ask him directly. They picked up so much trash. And yeah, I'm sorry that the Baltimore Council is going to have to go around and remove several tons of, you know, dumpsters and trailers worth of trash. But they've done an amazing thing and saved the city so much money by going around and picking up trash for free and getting it off the streets. And the people, the residents, were so grateful to Scott and the whole group. But, of course, the city,
they had to find something wrong with it.
Absolutely. It makes them look bad, really, is what they're mad about.
Oh, and they would have never done it anyway.
No.
They would have never done anything with that.
No, a lot of that trash looked like it had been there for years.
Oh, yeah.
Piles and piles of newspapers I saw going back years.
And here's a guy, I mean, he's openly gay. He was a Democrat, right?
Yeah.
He's part of the
I don't know if he was a Democrat, but he definitely was in the closet as a conservative.
Oh, okay. I'll ask him when I get him on. I'm curious because, and he can't possibly be a good person because as a gay person, you're supposed to be. I mean, it's somewhere in the DNA or some kind of charter somewhere where you have to be a Democrat or else there's something wrong with you. I always found that interesting, you know.
Yeah, and as a woman, too. This is what I'm told. As a woman and as a former actress and a filmmaker in Los Angeles, and as a woman from California, from the liberal Bay Area, I have been told that there is no way that I could actually be conservative and think for myself. Heaven forbid.
I always hear about how there are no women for Trump. There are no blacks for Trump. There are no Hispanics for Trump. There are no gays for Trump. And I'm walking around here going, I've either smoked so much crack in my life that I can't tell the difference between male and female, black, white, whatever, 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 because this place is filled with women for Trump, filled with blacks for Trump. And downstairs, there's a couple of booths down there with gays for Trump, lesbians for Trump. I go, well, what are we being fooled? What's happening here?
We're being fooled. We're being lied to. There are more people out there than you think. I recently made an amazing video. I called it California Thanks Trump, where I went to the Walk for Life in San Francisco, and I had a sign that said, thank you, President Trump, for speaking at the March for Life recently in Washington, D.C. And I had a picture of Donald Trump on it, and I was wearing my hat, and so many people came up to me, hundreds of people saying, oh, my gosh, we love President Trump. I saw so many CAG hats. So many Californians are so grateful for what President Trump is doing. And the thing is that we're just outnumbered, and we've been pushed into silence and submission by the left.
Yeah, I was going to say something. Are we really outnumbered, or are we just quiet? Have we gone in? I used to say, and I don't mean it in a demeaning way, I used to say, well, the gays came out of the closet and the conservatives went in.
Yeah, we got pushed in.
Now it was empty and we hid in there.
Yeah.
But we allowed ourselves to be pushed in. It's the same thing with education. We're allowing falsehoods to be taught to our kids because we won't speak up. We won't make noise. You agree?
Yeah, because we've been completely bullied. Mm-hmm. I was bullied into being silent my entire career as an actress in Los Angeles. And I just had it. I got completely fed up one day, and I realized that if we're going to win our country back, people like me and other people have to start speaking up. Otherwise, there's no chance whatsoever.
No. And that's what, you know, the Gosnell movement made many people uncomfortable. Unplanned made many people uncomfortable. And these are the things we need to get out there so people see the truth. By me. Look, I don't have a problem with somebody, right or wrong, but if they make a decision based on fact, on information they have. But when they've been lied to for so long, I mean, abortion, they've been told it's a blob of cells. Well, that blob of cells has a heartbeat. Any other thing that we stop with a heartbeat, I mean, my God, if you kill a puppy right after it's born,
you're
not just a monster, you can actually go to jail for it. But yet, a baby laying on a table waiting for the mom and the doctor to decide whether it gets delivered or not, that's okay.
It's absolutely sick. And it's disgusting to me because even when I was in my early 20s, I might have been sort of on the fence. I may be personally pro-life, but maybe I could see the reason for why people would be pro-choice. But the older I've gotten and the more I've learned.
More with Fog City Mitch after the break. Joe Messina, your host. More interviews from CPAC 2020. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump visited the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta for an update on the spreading threat of the coronavirus, which has killed 14 Americans to date, and praised the scientists' efforts there. Trump also said that many people are getting better on their own, and that could be keeping the numbers down.
In this big, vast land of ours, this great country of ours, we have 240 cases. Most of those people are going to be fine.
President Trump also said he had no plans to cancel any of his upcoming rallies. President Trump announced on Twitter that Mick Mulvaney is out as acting White House Chief of Staff and top Trump ally Mark Meadows is in. As for Mulvaney, he will become the U.S. Special Envoy for Northern Ireland. Mulvaney's departure is not entirely unexpected, and the possibility of departure had been speculated as the impeachment chapter drew to a close. To stay up to date, listen online anytime at usaradio.com.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I mean that sincerely. I really do want you to be part of the solution. You know, I'm playing clips and interviews from CPAC 2020, the radio row. You know, it is so hard to do the show live from there. But I get to see a lot of people that I only get to talk to on the phone, can't really line up an interview with, so I get to have them on at that time. And it's always great because it's more of a relaxed atmosphere. You know, they're running around, they're doing interviews everywhere, so they got it down. You know what I'm saying? They got the rhythm down. And if you don't know the guy, I was able to get a hold of him. I've been trying to get him on the show forever. He's just on the East Coast. Very hard to line up our times. Brandon Straka, though, who is pretty much the original walk-away, what do you want to call him, founder of the movement. Now, Brandon, he doesn't tell people, look, you got to get out of the Democratic Party and you got to go to the Republican Party. That's not his message. His message is, you got to get out of the Dem Party because they really don't care about you. They're not interested. So what I thought was really cool is, you know, when he got there, he really laid out what started him going down this road. And many people that you and I both know, people that have been on the show, people that you listen to on a regular basis, Sonia Schmidt, Evan Sayet, people like that, they were hardcore Democrats. And they walked away long before there was a walkaway movement. When they saw what their party really was all about at 9/11, they decided they were done. So again, as I say, I got to interview Brian there, and I think you'll enjoy, I hope you enjoy it, because really, he lays out the reason behind it and how you can reach other Democrats to get them to walk away from the party.
All right, I'm so sorry about that.
Okay, we're back at it again. We're here at CPAC 2020, and I always enjoy my time here. I hate getting ready to come here, but once I get here, I get settled in. I very much enjoy my time here. I get to meet all kinds of people, and you know, you see them on TV, you talk to these people, but you really never get to see them face to face. I think it's always better when you see somebody's emotions, you see their face and what have you. So Brandon Straka joins me. We've talked about you plenty of times on my show. We've talked about the walkaway movement, and not in a way of beating on the left, because I don't believe in doing that, because in your particular case, there was an awakening, if you would, at one point, where you said, wait a minute, these people aren't for me. They really don't care about me. They really don't stand for the principles that I stand for. And so your original video went viral in, 2018, about?
Right, yes.
And what I really was interested in is, as you started to grow, there were a whole bunch of other videos that started hitting. You brought them together, 3 to 5 minute videos. Man, that was so powerful.
Yeah.
It was really cool to see that. What was that? What was that switch, honestly? You're sitting there watching TV or doing whatever, and you went, what am I doing with these people? That's the Italian of me, Brandon. I'm sorry. What am I doing over here?
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, it was... That didn't so much happen from, you know, sitting there watching TV. It was mostly just experience everyday real life, like what was actually just stepping outside of my house. You know, because the media was telling me that, you know, we had just elected this horrible, deplorable, racist, bigot, homophobe, etc. And that all of his followers were, you know, exactly the same. And then I was walking outside of my house, and I just was not really seeing this racism and sexism. And then, you know, when the media kind of props up all of these different... hate crimes, you know, they end up being hoaxes, like, a huge amount of the time. Of course, they never apologize for that. But I wanted to understand why people voted for Donald Trump, because all I had heard, you know, in my little bubble was this incredibly negative coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, as people who know my story know, it really began with a question that happened about 2 months after his election, which was, how could anyone vote for a man who stood before a cheering crowd and mocked a reporter's disability? And somebody reached out to me and sent me a video debunking that Trump mocked the disabled reporter. It's a compilation of footage, you know, that shows that he was... This is a bit that Trump has done for years when he's imitating someone who's flailing, caught in a lie, whatever. And that's what sort of sparked in me this realization that the media that I trusted was capable of lying and creating false narratives and spinning moments out of context. And that sent me on a long journey of research, which led to me walking away.
So when you first started talking to other Democrat friends about what you were thinking, what you were doing, what you were looking into, what kind of response did you get?
It was quite negative, which was another, you know, catalyst to me starting this whole movement to begin with, because it became clear to me very quickly that I was not safe or welcome to be asking these questions that I was asking. And I just wanted to know... I was really just sort of on a quest to try to understand what was happening and to try to understand where the truth lied.
Sure.
People were furious at me for asking these questions, because I guess they felt that by simply questioning the media's intention or questioning the validity of the media, I was somehow defending Donald Trump. And, you know, to defend Donald Trump is the, you know, most horrific thing that a person could possibly do. And so then, you know, I start getting kind of accused of going to the dark side and, you know, all this different stuff. And the way I got treated was, you know, like I said, it was just another reason why I started this campaign, because I lost most of my friends after I started kind of researching and walking away from the left.
But your message has never been walk away from the Dems and run over to the Republicans.
No.
Right?
No, and it still isn't.
And it isn't for me either. I tell them all the time that I'm not excited about this movement because we're getting more people as Republicans. I'm excited because you're forcing people, you're enticing people to think on their own, look it up, make your own decisions, and don't listen to the talking points of either side.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Yeah. I mean, or listen, if you want to listen to the talking points, it's kind of unavoidable sometimes, but look it up. Don't just believe it because Rachel Maddow says so.
Right.
Or anyone for that matter, including, you know, people on the right. Don't believe it because I say so. Go look it up and see if the things I'm saying are true.
Yeah.
Back it up. up, you know?
That's my mantra. I always say, look, I make mistakes. I've been nailed with people who I trust to send me information that's wrong. So don't just go running around spewing it after I say it. Make sure it's right and let me know if I'm wrong.
Right.
But again, it's like I say, I keep going back to, you know, I have Massachusetts Democrats in my family. They've been Democrats their whole life. I think if you're born in Massachusetts, I think you automatically become a Democrat. It's on your birth certificate or something like that.
Yeah.
Right? But they vote Republican. They've seen over the years and they've said the same thing. The party has left us. Mm-hmm. They really don't care what we think anymore. Oh. But what I really think is interesting is how the Democrats have sold that when it comes to the LGBTQ community, they are the party of choice. They are the only party that cares about you. Do you find that to be true?
That the Democrats are the only party that cares about LGBT people?
Yeah.
I think that the opposite is true at this point. I think that they are manipulating minority communities. Well, I don't think it. I know it. I know that they're manipulating minority communities. And the reason why I think that the way that they feel about black people and brown people and LGBT people is, I think, much more destructive and insidious than anything that they accuse others of, is because they are actually manipulating fear. And, you know, basically controlling the way that people feel and the way that people think and the way that people vote, ultimately, by scaring the hell out of them and telling minority communities in this country, oh, you're in danger, you're oppressed, you're a victim, you can't overcome this system, they're all out to get you, they're all out to do you harm. And they end up scaring people to the point where they run out and vote Democrat just because they feel so afraid. It's defensive voting.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, is more reprehensible than what they think the other side is. And so that's why I think that they absolutely care the least about minorities.
I thought it was interesting, and not that the Republicans are saints, because I'm very upset at a lot of things that they do, but in the last quarter of last year, I started doing these interviews, and what would come up every time were things where a certain group thought that they were embraced and loved by the Democrat Party, to find out that now they've only been used by the Democrat Party. They were a piece of the puzzle they needed, or a pawn in the game they needed to make their, you know, to make their point. Which, and I don't care if you're a black American or gay American, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And but now that's coming to an end to a degree, because I think even the black community, look what's happening there when it comes to the Democrat Party and what have you.
Yes.
But the message in the gay community is that Trump hates you. And, well, yeah. No, I hear it over and over and over again. And again, how do they sell that, though? Seriously, how is that being sold to the gay and lesbian? If you really want to know how that's being sold, you're going to have to come back after the break. You can't go away, you know. Brandon Strucker was very upfront, very open about it. You really should check out the Walk Away movement. I know I have trolls listening to this show. Why don't you be honest with yourself? Why don't you go check out the Walk Away movement and just see what they have to say and why they left? Joe Messina, your host, more with Brandon Strzok at CPAC 2020 after the break.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. This is The Real Time on GCN Live. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. You listen, head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can sign up for the email blast, just give me your email address. If you don't want to do that and you want text alerts, it's simple too. Just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. There's also a donation button. Get active. Get involved. Get engaged. I'm willing to do the work. Just need a little bit of help. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Got the had the pleasure of interviewing Brenda Straka at CPAC 2020 in D.C. about a week ago. And you know what? He's the guy that started the walkaway movement. He may not be the one that you know started the original walkaway, because there were a lot of Democrats that walked away from the party after 9/11. Some of them are called 9/12ers. Sometimes they call themselves 9/13ers, whatever. But they saw what the Democrat Party was doing and how they felt about all this, and they left. Brandon's got a different take on it. He tells you why he did it and how he did it. Take a listen. Puzzle they needed, or a pawn in the game they needed to make their point. Which, and I don't care if you're a Black American or gay American, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And but now that's coming to an end to a degree, because I think even the Black community, look what's happening there when it comes to the Democrat Party and what have you.
Yes.
But the message in the gay community is that Trump hates you. And well, no, I hear it over and over and over again. And again, how do they sell that, though? Seriously, how is that being sold to the gay and lesbian community?
Well, okay, so that's a complex question, but I can tell you part of the reason why it works is because what I call all these different groups, like the NAACP and on the gay side we have what's it called? The Human Rights Campaign, and there's
like a P flag and a gay and lesbian alliance. I mean, I get them all. They all send me good nasty stuff, but that's okay.
Yeah, but I call this the oppression industry, and for the oppression industry to continue and to thrive the way that it does, they have to keep people believing, you know, that they're oppressed and marginalized. And with the LGBT community, you know, we've really reached this point in this country where, for the most part, we've really attained the rights and the dignity and the equality that I think we were always searching for. And so that's why we see that acronym expanding all the time. We used to be LGBT. Now it's LGBTQ. Then it's LGBTQIA. And then it's LGBTQIA2+. It goes on and on, because they start creating all these new conditions and make-believe stupid things, like calling people non-binary and genderqueer, and that I'm not male or female. I'm an amorphous gender. I mean, and then that's how they're able to say, well, you know, my gender changes throughout the day. Sometimes I'm male, sometimes I'm female, and so sometimes I use the men's room, and sometimes I use the women's room, and my pronouns change. And for those of us who say, this is nonsense, I'm not going to go along with this, then they say, oh, you're oppressing me. You're oppressing the LGBTQIA2+ community. And that's how they're able to get away with this crap, like saying, you know, Republicans or conservatives or Trump or, you know, if you actually ask them, what has Trump done to you as a gay person, as a whatever, nobody has an answer.
They can't answer.
No, but they love, oh, he banned transgender people from the military, and that's not even true either.
No.
You know, and if that's the best that we can do, I mean, when we look halfway across the globe, gay people are being shoved off of buildings or kidnapped in the middle of the night, no one ever hears from them again, and we're upset about what, because Trump didn't paint the White House rainbow colored for Pride Month? I mean, that's oppression now? What are we talking about anymore?
Well, and it's got, look at, what they write as, I am a right-wing Christian conservative, okay? I don't care who you're sleeping with.
Right.
I don't care who you're married with. I don't care what you eat for dinner. I don't care what size you are. I don't care what color you are. None of that means anything to me. Can you do the job?
Yeah.
That's always what I come back to. Can you do the job?
Yeah.
Right?
And what is your character?
Bingo. That's all I care about.
Right.
But they have painted us as those who we use your, whether you are gay or lesbian, whether you are black or whatever, we use that first to decide. And it's really funny, because that's their label.
Totally.
It's right?
Totally, totally true.
Yeah, you know, met my friend, the gay African American. Well, why do I care? If I met your friend, how about we just stop there?
Totally. Yeah, but and they're the ones who, they'll look at somebody and see that they're a straight white man and decide that they hate them. Like, immediately, just because of those. So, who's fooling who here? I mean, they're the ones who are oppressing based off of race and gender and sexual orientation. It's the left.
I've had so many people who have come out of the Democrat Party, and again, not necessarily become Republicans, but will tell me that they were more embraced by conservatives than they ever were by the liberal side. And not only that, the hate that they got after they left the liberal world, if you would. And the funny thing about it is, if you really take the real foundational meaning of liberalism, we are liberals. You live your life any way you want to. That's the true meaning, right? I don't care how you live your life.
Right.
Don't infringe on me. Don't take more money from me.
Right.
And everybody's happy.
Yeah.
So it's just amazing. But I got to tell you, before I let you go here, I really do appreciate what you're doing.
I appreciate
the fact that it's not a, it truly isn't a partisan thing, and people don't get that. The walk away movement is about, look, why would you belong to a club that doesn't hold any of your values?
Right.
Why would you pay the dues? You're out of your mind.
Right. And thank you for saying that, by the way, because that's, honestly, on both sides, that's something that's been kind of conflated. The left really likes to say walk away is, you know, they're trying to push people to the Republican Party. And then, you know, there are those on the right who are just, I think, kind of confused about it. But it's absolutely true. I never told anyone that they have to walk away and walk into the Republican Party or into Trump's arms or anything else. I just say, listen, we're not telling you what to think. We're just telling you to think, and that walk away is a journey, not a destination. So where your journey takes you is up to you.
And you don't even say, you know, because there are all the groups who do it. I always say this. They don't even put up two signs and go, here's the party you're with, and here's what they believe, and here's the other party that believes this. You just say, here's a party. They don't believe in anything you believe in.
Right.
What are you doing there?
Yeah, and they're out to divide all of us. You know, if you believe in unity.
Power in that.
Yeah.
For them.
But if you believe in freedom, if you believe in unity, if you believe in an America where we can all agree to disagree, but, you know, that we probably have more in common than we have different, that's, the Democrats are not for you.
No. Brandon, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Sir.
That's all right. And keep up the good work. I mean that sincerely. Really.
Thank you, sir.
Keep
Thank you.
Away.
Thanks for having me.
Yep. The only problem I had with that whole interview is he kept calling me sir. What is that all about? Am I looking that old? I mean, seriously. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. I appreciate, you know, again, appreciate what he's doing. Whether you agree with his lifestyle or you don't, whether you like the verbiage he uses or you don't, whatever it is, for this particular case, it really doesn't matter. He's getting people to look at the truth, look at the reality of what they're being called. Look, how many blacks or Asians or gay, lesbian, whatever, that you talk to or that I know I've talked to over the years who couldn't believe that when they, how hateful the left was when they left the party, or they even questioned party politics or party principles. I mean, what does that happen? Right? I mean, this is the party of big thinkers, open tent, right? Isn't that what the Democrats always say? We accept everybody, we're wide open. But recently, well, not recently, they just let it spill out recently. Apparently, if you're not pro-choice, pro-killing babies, then you have no place in that party. So much for the big tent party, right? If you're a conservative black person, you have no place in that party. The big tent party, right? So they don't, I mean, I know some, so I already know the answer to this question. Are there no conservative Democrats? Are there no black conservative Democrats? Are there no black conservative or conservative Asians? Conservative gays or lesbians in the Democrat Party? We already know. We know the answers to these questions. I have friends that are Democrats, and honestly, see, I didn't grow up a Republican. I grew up as a Democrat. A Massachusetts Democrat. I guess I got woke early, you know what I'm saying? And I've got friends that are Democrats. They're from places like St. Louis and Chicago and San Francisco. It's how you grow up. It's what you believe. And frankly, most of the hardcore, I'll say sane Democrats that I know, most of the time, they vote Republican. They vote for conservative candidates, whether they're Republican or Democrat, but most of the time, as you can imagine, as you understand, most of the time that's a Republican candidate. Because they see where their party's going. And I ask them from time to time, why don't you just switch parties? Because my family would never talk to me again. I can see that. I understand that. And that's why I said to you, it's almost like a religion to a degree. You know, I know in California we have this thing called no party preference. That's where you don't register as a Republican or a Democrat. You kind of say, look, I'm not willing to tell you what party I belong to. And a couple of years back when a survey was done, or a poll was done, whatever you want to call it at this point, the vast majority of no party preference in California, they were Republicans. They were conservatives that switched. They jumped ship from the Republican Party because they didn't like the way the Republican Party was running things, the way they were dealing with Donald Trump. So they switched to not NPP. Why that didn't wake up the Republican Party and say, oh my God, we've got more people than we thought on our side, I don't know. I have no idea. But nothing's ever going to wake them up. Show us in your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, write down the number because you want it for later. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, grab the app. We have an app online in the Apple Store and in the Android Store. It's the Real Side with Joe Messina. That way you'll never miss a show. Go back, get podcasts, send me an email. God bless. Have a great rest of the day and do the right thing. How about that? Just do the right thing.